It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're running a story we first ran about a year ago with Steve Humble. And his story starts at the movies. So there's a scene in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and you may have seen it, where Harrison Ford is stuck in a room that has burst into flames. So he starts to scoot his chair to the only place that is not on fire, which is the stone fireplace. And then, and I think you know where I'm going with this, the fireplace suddenly spins, and Indiana is in a whole new room, and this room is full of Nazis. So this was kind of a formative moment for Steve. He's a mechanical engineer, and some years ago, he was living in Salt Lake City renting a big house with some friends.
And there was a spot in the house that was a big stone hearth. And I have always been kind of fascinated with secret passageways. And I thought I could totally make a secret passageway like what I've seen in The Last Crusade.
Because let's face it, how awesome would it be to have a secret passageway in your house? And the more Steve mulled it over, the more he thought, you know, I bet other people would want one too. So the first thing he did was to Google secret passageway building companies.
And there was nobody, absolutely nobody anywhere that could make these secret doors like were in the movies, you know, motorized and maybe high security stuff.
Now at the time, Steve was pretty bored at his day job. So he started to dream of creating a business that would build secret passageways. And he called up some contractor friends and he asked, would your clients possibly be interested in something like this?
And I got overwhelmingly positive feedback. So eventually, you know, I decided I'm going to do this thing. I quit my job. I had to move in with my parents.
Steve moved to his parents' place in Mesa, Arizona, and he started to tinker in his dad's garage. And it just so happened that an old high school buddy was building a house nearby. So Steve said, hey, why don't I build you a secret hiding place?
He had a niche in the wall, like a recess, and he kept a vase in there. And I made it so that when you twist the vase, a painting on the wall opens, and it exposed a fingerprint scanner. And then when you scanned your print, then the niche itself would slide upwards towards the ceiling, and it was replaced from below by a gun safe.
A hidden gun safe. So at this point, Steve started to market his idea. He got a story in the local paper, and within a year, people started to find him.
Like big people, like people you would have heard of, and they are building multi-million dollar houses.
And of course, we asked him for the salacious details, but well...
I wish I could name drop for you, but yeah, I am sworn to secrecy.
So anyway, Steve is suddenly in his dream job. He's flying around the world, he's working on palatial homes, putting in vaults and fingerprint scanners and secret doors for people whose names he cannot reveal.
I felt a little bit like an imposter, you know? I'd show up at this house where there's this incredible team of talent. But I kept reminding myself that nobody knows how to make secret passageways any better than I do. Certainly no one's built any more than I have. So I guess I am the expert at this.
A custom-made secret door starts at around $9,000. But Steve's recently introduced a cheaper line of his secret doors, just $1,500, and they're made to look like anything other than a door.
One is a full-length mirror, one is a bookcase, one is a wardrobe, and another one.
And you can install one of these secret doors in front of your spare bedroom or a closet. You hide what you want, and then you trigger the door by remote control. And Steve says he's barely advertised, and he's already selling about one of these a day.
I mean, it's on a clear trajectory to surpass our core business.
Steve's company is called Creative Home Engineering, and today, those cheaper $1,500 doors are indeed selling faster than the fancy custom-made ones. To keep up with demand, Steve has hired some new employees and has a new factory in a suburb of Phoenix. His company is set to hit $2 million in revenue this year. To hear more about Creative Home Engineering or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.